In the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Like some of you, it is no secret that I love the season of Advent. I love the opportunity it gives us to slow down, to reflect, and to pray. I love the music, the hymns, the challenge and the hope of light in the darkness. Advent is the season that, when properly understood, does not flinch away from the darkness that stalks us all in this world. Advent tells the story of the light that shines in the darkness, such that the darkness did not overcome it. We are encouraged to wait, sometimes in the dark, to hone our senses, our awareness, to the signs and presence of God in our midst. Our readings and our hymns in Advent remind us that before we celebrate the light that came into the world, we must take stock of the darkness that surrounds us in our world, and the darkness in our own lives too. Before we get to the light, we must fearlessly measure the darkness, both without and within. The poet Michael Goit writes in his compilation of poems and observations for Advent Waiting on the Word, "We will not understand the light that shines at Christmas if we remove the dark backdrop. We will not understand the light that shines at Christmas if we remove the dark backdrop." For me, the darkness somehow seems an honest context for prayer. As I hold before God the world's darkness, full of pain and suffering, of violent divisions and drowning migrants, of hate-stoking rhetoric and those who bear its consequences, I pray too for those I bear on my heart, facing the darkness of illness, loss, trauma, and pain. And there is, in my own darkness there too, the things that I shrink from, the glare of the light. All these come forth in the dark, finding space in the shadows, which may be why some of us find darkness a difficult concept. Turn on the lights, chase away the shadows, and perhaps we can keep the hard and messy stuff at bay. But while the world outside prepares for Christmas by turning on as many lights as possible, it is in the darkness that we learn what to hope for. We may find the darkness starts off being filled with lament as loss is expressed, or fear as things we normally keep hidden start to surface. We may find ourselves feeling awkward or foolish, wondering if God is there at all, as doubt lingers in the shadows. Or we may find relief that here is a place where it is okay not to be okay, where we recognize that our own strength and will can only take us so far, where we plead tentatively, "Come, Lord." And he doesn't usually come with grand gesture or dramatic intervention. He comes in graces given, of courage to face difficulty, of kindness to extend to others, of forgiveness that uproots even the stubbornest guilt. He comes in mercy that makes truth bearable, in consolation that comforts grief and sometimes simply just in the strength to go on. He comes in the hug of a friend, through the prayers of others, and in the hand extended in help or support. He comes always as Emmanuel, God with us. And when I hope for God, who will draw me out of the darkness, I am met by a God who joins me in the darkness, who was born into it, crucified in it, and held by it for 3 days in the tomb. But his sharing of it means that there is no darkness which he cannot reach, no place where that bud of hope cannot unfurl to bring newness. As we stand at the beginning of our descent into the richness of Advent, there is a golden thread which runs through all our readings, however faint it may appear. The retelling of historical trauma, traumatic biblical narratives in all three readings may obscure that golden thread, but it is there if we look and listen with our ears of our heart. And that golden thread is the invitation to go within ourselves, to go up to the mountain of the Lord, as Isaiah asks God's people, to go into the ark of our hearts that Jesus alludes to awaken the awareness of Jesus in our being, of which St. Paul writes. Advent asks us to begin a new journey inwardly and to saturate ourselves in the divine source of love, which fosters a compassionate heart. Despite all the injustices of our world, the heart is a place of stability and stillness where compassion arises. The heart is the place which births the virtues of wisdom, of courage, of faith, of hope, and of love. It is the place where justice happens and where the prophetic voice emanates with a clear sense of direction, grounded in the love of God and the love for others. May your Advent be a time of prayerful and compassionate solidarity with those who carry the wounds of injustice, with those who live under a blanket of oppression, and with those who remind us that the kingdom of God is still in the midst of a painful birthing. Advent is an experience of having faith amongst the darkness of life. It is a way of life, a spirituality of truth-seeking justice. We live in a world of deep darkness, where all can sometimes seem so hopeless. But a child has been born for us to be a light, to bring peace, to bring healing, and to bring hope. We are an Advent people, bearing the tensions of joy and sorrow, of light and darkness. And so we pray, Christ be our light, shine in our hearts, shine through the darkness. And so, we're going to remain seated as we sing together, Longing for Light, hymn number 452.